Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. I'm Viata, your host, and you're listening to a song called Prophecy Song by the Blue Chip Orchestra from the CD Prophecy Songs of Our Native American Voices. And today we are going to explore the Native American spirit and learn more about the tribal minds of our Native Americans. So I, for one, am very grateful to be here to listen to the beautiful music of Blue Chip Orchestra, and I'll be playing a few other of their songs maybe later in the hour. But today our topic is leukemia, tattoos, and music. And it's all about the life of one man and the truth that this man is revealing through his journey, as well as the truth that our Creator is revealing through my journey and even your journey. Thank you for tuning in, and as usual, we are all about the Tree of Life reality. On this journey, on the next hour, Soul Purpose Healing, we're all about ascending on the Tree of Life to wisdom, understanding, compassion, getting back into alignment with our Creator's love and purpose in our life. So many people don't have a clue about why they are here on this earth. And so we want to help you on this show today to understand more why you are on the earth. And the story of David Tucaro may help you wake up and understand why you're here. Now, David was going to be my guest today, but he unfortunately had a conflict in his appointments and had to cancel his appearance on this show. So in my thinking, I'm always ready to adjust. Being a host on a Blog Talk radio show has taught me to make many adjustments, because plans always don't go the way I think they should, but the universe is always working. I find it's a great adventure to be in touch with the universal energy of love and purpose, because when I think I'm out of alignment or when I'm not on the right path, the universe always helps me and reminds me that, yes, you're on the right path and this is the way to go. And so today I thought I'd share with you the book Bad to the Bone, which I have read 137 pages. The book was sent to me as a gift from the publisher, because it was the publisher who originally notified me by email asking me if I'd like to have David Tucaro on Blog Talk Radio, Soul Purpose Healing. And, of course, I was quite interested, because it was the first time I'd ever been solicited to have someone on the show. I usually I'm doing the work finding guests, but In this instance, I was sent a request to have David on the show. And so over a three-week period, there have been emails back and forth, and I received an e-book from Amazon, Compliments of the Publisher, and I read that book in a couple of hours. It was so fascinating, so interesting, and I found that it lined up perfectly with the truth of what I have come to understand as German New Medicine, which is the truth of our biology. It helps us understand the root cause and the biological conflicts and the significant biological programs that each individual, each human runs when they are in stress mode, trauma mode, and unable to find resolution. So it piqued my interest to read David's book. I took lots of notes, and I talked to David briefly on the phone a couple of days ago, in fact, and got to know this amazing young man. I was impressed by his journey, and I believe anyone who takes a journey like this has a special mission on the earth to teach the lesson that they've learned. And so before I get into leukemia and music and tattoos, let me just give a brief disclaimer that this show is all about enlightening and educating you, and not about replacing any professional medical advice that you may be receiving. We're not intending to diagnose, treat, or cure any diseases. This is primarily for educational purposes. So if you do have a serious medical condition, always seek the advice of a professional medical person. And so today you proceed at the risk of becoming totally enlightened and full of truth that you may not have heard in quite a while. So let's get into leukemia and tattoos and music, because David is a special soul on the earth. David Takaro, a special soul on the earth who has a powerful lesson to teach. And I was privileged to talk to him briefly. I was privileged to receive a copy of his book. And I am also very privileged to have journeyed on this earth for the last 20-plus years seeking the truth of holistic body-mind medicine, body-mind healing. The creator of heaven and earth, Yahuwah, we call him here, is always working in our lives, in our bodies, in this kingdom within us, to bring us into alignment with his truth. And so I want to start off first and foremost giving you the truth of German New Medicine about leukemia. Dr. Reike Hammer developed German New Medicine only because he lived in Germany, but his experience as a medical doctor trained in medical school taught him that every disease has a root of trauma in it, in some shape or form. Stress, extreme stress, and leukemia, in the case of leukemia, it's not even considered a disease in the new medicine. It's actually the healing phase of what is called a self-devaluation conflict. And it involves primarily the bone marrow, where blood cells such as erythrocytes, which are your red blood cells, and your leukocytes, white blood cells, are produced. I had a friend email me yesterday reminding me that is exactly where life starts and continues, in the bones. We are elevating our minds today because most of us don't think about this. Think about life forms or starts in the bones, and your bones are actually feeding you blood cells, in nourishing your blood cells, enriching your blood cells. So if you can get a picture of your spinal cord and your rib cage and all the bones in your body, these bones are always communicating to you. They're communicating what your mind is saying. If your mind is under stress, guess what? Your bones are under stress. In fact, Dr. Harmer says that the self-devaluation conflict is probably the most frequent biological conflict in all humans and even animals. That's right. We as humans and even animals have this conflict in our brain that we are not valuable, that we are not worthy, that we are just not living up to par, we're not meeting our parents' expectations. And so this is the most, probably the most frequent conflict that we have in humans. And if the conflict activity is intense, meaning, oh, I hate myself, I can't stand myself, I hate everything about my life, if it's intense and it lasts over a long period of time, then that individual can die as a result of anemia. They're starving the bones. The bones are not getting enriched because of the mind thinking that they have no value in this house of the Most High. You can actually die as a result of anemia in your thought, from your thought patterns, caused by the loss of bone tissue and bone marrow, which is where your blood, red blood cells are produced. And the information that I'm giving you is all available on the German New Medicine website, which is listed on the page. And if you at any point during this talk today have questions, you can call in at 215-383-5863. So the truth of our biology is that bone marrow can be damaged by all kinds of toxic contaminants, even our thinking. When there's a nuclear radiation attack, if you remember Chernobyl in 1986, that produced bone marrow conflicts in mass numbers. And we know that they play a vital role, these bone marrows play a vital role in the reconstruction of bone tissue, including the bone marrow. And even in conventional medicine, they have a name for this, leukemic reaction. So standard medicine, which we are all have been programmed to believe and trust, is calling these biological conflicts by names that really don't address the purpose of the bones, the cells, the house that we live in called the human body. So you have in general medicine, conventional medicine, they argue that there's not enough normal leukocytes or white blood cells in the bloodstream during an attack of the self-devaluation. I hate myself. I can't understand why I feel this way. The argument is, well, there are not enough blood cells. Blood streaming from your bones to your red cells and your white cells, and all of that is incorrect according to the new medicine. Because regardless of how many immature leukoblasts, which is what the cells become when they are conflicted with our mind, our self-devaluation thoughts, there's always enough blood cells from the bones if the communication is there to produce it. And what is the communication? Basically love. During a healing phase, there can't be any I hate myself or devaluing of yourself or who you are. There has to be a mind that says, I am a treasure on this earth. I have a solid purpose. So that during the healing phase, the white blood cells can regulate themselves and the number of the leukoblasts can increase to offer healing. But the kind of leukemic healing process that most people go through is no different from the repair phase of the bone marrow caused by a biological self-devaluation conflict. And during the conflict active, when your hands are cold and you have a fever, during that conflict active, we see a loss of bone tissue, including a loss of the bone marrow in the related skeletal area. So interestingly, the bone tissue or the osteolytes are interpreted as a bone cancer. But When a person resolves that self-devaluation conflict and they realize how precious they are, how valuable this person is, all these trillions of cells, the kingdom within is so valuable, worth more than you could ever imagine. Once you realize that, the body kicks in a new program and the conflict gets resolved and the body begins a process of healing. Now, if you haven't been in that self-devaluation conflict mode for a long time, that process won't be very, very uncomfortable. But if you stay in the self-devaluation concept or conflict very long, there are all sorts of activities that take place. Your brain could be in a swelling mode, then it tries to get back to normal. But it's all possible when you shift your thinking and renew your mind, which is one reason the scripture always tells us be always renewing our mind. The fact is that in every case, even when there's pain in your lower back, the new medicine says that's accompanied by a small leukemia. The back holds that energy. That energy of unlove, that energy of fear, that energy of hate even. If you're hating yourself, if you're not loving yourself and treating this body as the valuable vessel that it is, then the leukemia can develop. And then guess what? If you haven't been conscious, the medical system is ready to help you suffer. And that is what Bad to the Bone is all about. This book that is written about David Tucaro is all about Bad to the Bone, which when I saw the title, I thought, wow, he has a lot of confidence, and he's proud, and I thought about Michael Jackson's music, I'm bad, you know it, I'm bad. That's what I thought about. This guy has something going on, but actually, the title is referring to the drugs that he was given, which he very quickly realized. The chemo radiation gave him pain that was bad to the bone. That's the reference to the title of this book, which was to my surprise. So just to give you a little background of David, who is David Tucaro? He is here with us in spirit because this book we're talking about is all about his journey. And he is with the Mikisew Cree Nation in Canada. And if you don't know anything about the Mikisew Cree Nation, they are one of the largest groups of Native Americans in northern Canada where it is brutally cold. Brutally cold. I had no idea that the Native Americans, what's called First Nations, actually traveled that far, but they actually have tribes that started back in 1899 with treaties, and they are called the Aboriginals of the First Nation. They've had a traditional lifestyle that included close understanding of the natural way of life. Now, that's what we think about when we think of Native Americans. They are in nature. They are healing with herbs. They are using word spirit. They're calling on spirit. They're doing tribal dances. They were relying on what they call country foods, which was mostly animal products, fish, birds, moose. In other words, they were hunters and gatherers. And then they became fur traders in that part of the country, especially in the West, even in the United States. We're talking about people, a tribe that was trading fur, killing the animals, taking the fur, eating the animals. All that activity was part of this First Nation, Mikisew Cree. And even in 1986, they signed a treaty of land entitlement with Canada. 2005, even as far up as 2005, they're still fighting battles with the Supreme Court to affirm their rights and title, interest, and continue to press for their rights for agricultural benefits. This is the history of Native Americans all over, a battle for land, And here we have David Tucaro, who was fighting for his own land, his body, his wood, in his body called Bones, he has the same battle manifested in him. So he's a special soul on the earth. He's a unique messenger. We all are messengers. But David's story has been told in a book, Bad to the Bone, and it's all there for us to really learn some important lessons. First and foremost, about tribal relationships. We all have come into the earth as a seed in our mother's womb. We are manifest as a baby, and we come into this tribal relationship, and we become connected to the tribe. Wherever that tribe is, whether Chicago or L.A. or Canada, we become connected to the tribe. Hallelujah. And we end up having relationships with the tribal members, good and bad. And our journey is really taking us to a place where we begin to understand, why am I here? Why am I here? What's my purpose? What is my purpose? What brought me here? What am I supposed to be doing? Well, for David Takaro, his journey was a little bit confusing, like most of us. In fact, David writes in the first chapter of his book about the tattoos that kept him interested in life, basically, because what he says in the book, and I developed a true understanding of people who make that decision or have that belief to use tattoos to give a message to the world. And David's message was, the tattoos allow me to relocate some of my internal pain to my exterior, basically my skin. He says, my storage is filled to capacity. There's no alternative but to wear it as ink. That is almost poetic in its description and its revelation to those of us who observe tattoos and we don't know what to think, and especially religious minds go, oh, that's anti-creator, and that's not something you want to do. There's not a lot of wisdom in it for most of us, as we see, because you're putting ink on your skin, and the ink could cause imbalances in the blood. But when you read something like this, you at least begin to understand the mind of a person who wants to wear tattoos. And in David's case, even at an early life, in an early age, he realized he had internal pain, and he began to express it on his skin because he was filled with pain that had to be expressed in some way, shape, or form. So for him, it became tattoos. In his community, the young people were expressing themselves with tattoos, and so David, wanting to be accepted, followed the tribe and did the tattoos. So I applaud him for expressing that thinking in his book so that we can have more understanding. We may not agree with him, but at least we have more understanding of what goes through the mind of someone who draws a nurse on their arm, who draws a cat with nine lives on their arm, who draws a grim reaper on their chest, and who draws the word survivor on their knuckles, on their fingers. This is all David's journey. He was drawing the things that helped him express what could not be expressed to the people in his life, but he had to do it with ink. So David's revelation of leukemia started to surface because he expresses in his second chapter in his book that his true feelings were buried deep inside of him. We always stress or guide you on the show to express your true feelings, because David is a perfect example of what happens when you don't express your true feelings, that you develop disease. There's a conflict going on when the bones cannot hear your true feelings, when the bones don't realize or feel the energy from the Creator inside of you, then guess what? The bones react with communication that is distorted, communication that is not clear, communication that's not accurate. And so the cells begin to change that they are creating, and the doctors, the conventional medicine is always ready to say, ah, you have this disease. But David expresses very clearly what was causing the change in his bone communication. He says in the chapter that he felt judged and inadequate. The only thing that brought happiness to him was music. That spiritual vibration of music helped him to communicate freedom and built conversations and relationships. The music was the trigger for him. The music was the activator for him, turning an introverted, very shy man into someone who could actually communicate with some freedom. But then he had a relationship with a father who was very notable in the community. His words are he had no reputation or respect, but his father had a big reputation and respect. In fact, his father worked night and day to build the reputation and respect, to build the wealth, to build all the material things, to build all the things that fathers want to do to help their family and their children. So David had much respect for his dad, but he expresses in his book that his dad tried to mold him into what he was athletically. And the dad was an athlete, so he wanted the son to be an athlete. So David did not connect with his family. He felt like an outsider. He was timid, mild demeanor, and he was very quiet, like his mother and his grandmother. So he continues to express all these relationship conflicts within the family, all these unusual communication blockages. There were insecurities developed from the way he was treated. Family members called him names. Even though he felt really connected to the tribe, the family members called him names because he was more like the black sheep of the family. He was not the type of son that my dad wanted. These are his words, not the type of son my dad wanted. I wasn't readily accepted. I felt like a disappointment to his dad. No bonding with his dad. This is what I call an unhealthy father-son relationship. Even though today David has the utmost respect for his father, he understands why his father was driving himself and trying to be successful. But his book reveals a part of the journey that he didn't have that understanding and compassion. He just wanted to be loved. He wanted some attention. He felt, he said, like a nomadic, free spirit, but he didn't understand why he developed leukemia. He thought someone like a drug dealer or a murderer should develop leukemia, not him. He was an innocent, insecure, unloving, self-unloving young man. Why would I develop leukemia? Well, as we explained earlier in New Medicine, your relationship is first and foremost with yourself. If you don't have love for yourself, for the kingdom within you, for the respect for this kingdom, this awesomely, fearfully made body, cells and organs and tribes within, then you are going to have suffering in your life. Because until we get to full understanding of the value that's within us, then like David, we expect these diseases not to fall on us, but to fall on others who obviously a drug dealer and a murderer should have some disease fall on them. And that was his judgment or his misunderstanding. He says he had an ability to live the way he wanted was not there. His ability to do what he wanted was stolen because dad's influence was one of success, 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 but not focusing in a conscious relationship with the son. So fast forward to the chapter where he describes his mother leaving. His mother decided to divorce his father. That caused great anxiety and very poor self-esteem because his relationship with his mother was very, very close. And when she left, I believe that may have been the very beginning of the really low self-devaluation, low self-esteem. He expresses it in the book as an intense feeling of worthlessness. I felt like a loser, pressure to be what my dad was. If I didn't follow his dad's footsteps, he wouldn't be compared to him. He was intimidated by his father and his success. And when mom left, boom, the cells reacted to the mind's feeling of true, deep, 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 intense feelings of worthlessness. I am not worthy. I am not worthy because I'm looking outside of myself and the relationships that I have are not healing me. The relationships I have are not loving me like I think I should be loved. My expectations are not being met. So, what do I do? What do I do? We don't have to do much of anything. The body does it for us, which is why I wrote the book, My Body is Talking to Me. Because that's really the message we all need to carry with us when we have pain or suffering. That is the message. So I'm going to take a short musical break because there's so much about this young man that is so important for us to learn. And we're going to get into the bad to the bone part of the story, how his journey through the medical system caused him to say bad to the bone. But here's a song called Wisdom from Blue Chip Orchestra, Prophecy. You can hear the drum beat, the beat of the heart in this message. The heart is beating for life. In fact, we have a very strong support system. If we have the mind to understand and believe that, and with the knowledge, we can know for sure we can heal from anything. We are awesome, amazing creatures. We can heal from anything. But when David Takaro was diagnosed with leukemia, he didn't have that knowledge. He didn't know his body was capable of healing from this disease. And so, like most human beings, they run to their doctor, and even in northern freezing cold Canada, they run to the doctor, and the doctor does the blood test, and they begin the treatment to end the pain and suffering on the inside that was being manifested in tattoos. Ignorance all around. No one asking the questions, what's going on inside of you? What are you feeling? So David writes that the medication he was on was the very worst, and he compared it, interestingly enough, to his parents' divorce. He said his parents' divorce burned, and he didn't want it. He resisted the flow of divorce in his parents' life, and it burned inside of him. And that's what he felt when he started this routine of chemotherapy, and his mind was still capable of telling his body he wanted to live. He had two enemies, he said, time and cancer, but that pain, he said, was bad to the bone. He had to teach his mind to think of nothing but life, hold on to his family. Even though the family was dysfunctional and had its problems, he held on to family, the love, the laughter that he did have. But the chemo, the radiation, and the drugs, he said, was a deterioration or death of the bone tissue, due to a lack of blood supply. Why would the bone tissue die? Because it's not supplying, it's not doing what it was created to do. The bones were created to be the wood of the tree, to stand, help you stand firm, to help you stand upward and supply you with blood. That's why when leukemia comes, the blood supply gets totally confused, the bones get a confused message, and they're not getting the message of love. So as a consequence, the left leg of David was affected. He had still continued to have feelings of inadequacy daily going through the chemo and radiation. It heightened the destruction in his body. He realized he could never be his father throughout that process, self-destruction, drugs at a young age. And so the cycle continued through this horrific treatment that he went to. So in near the last chapter, we find out that David eventually had to have his right hip replaced in 2008. In October, in the latter part of the year, his left hip was replaced. So both of his hips now are made of porcelain. And in 2009, he was on pain medication for 3.5 years. In fact, throughout this medical process, he was addicted to pain medication. How interesting that the emotional pain he expressed early in the book continued into the physical and what was given to him. Strong medication, the worst medication, methotrexate, and all the chemo drugs which come from mustard gas and all man's inventions to deal with, quote, the pain, which was mostly emotional pain. But no one bothers to ask the questions. What are you feeling inside? But thank goodness David expressed it in this book, what he was feeling inside. Now, when he looked back and decided to write this book, the feeling of inadequacy, all that comes out. And he believes now that things happened. He was supposed to take the lesson and leave the pain behind. But he hadn't learned to let go of all that pain, emotional pain. So the drugs masked the pain, and he avoided addressing the real problems for many, many, many years. And as most people, David's attitude about cancer is that it has an ugly reality to it. It's a vile and selfish disease, and it doesn't discriminate. Now, this is totally opposite of the new medicine perspective on leukemia or any disease. Because in reality, we should be understanding that cancer is a wake-up call, a tap on the shoulder from your heavenly creator, from your angel saying you need to change directions, you need to change your environment, you need to change your thinking, you need to change your lifestyle. Your lifestyle, you're going in the wrong direction with your feelings, with the way you handle your feelings, with the way you're handling your life. Cancer is a wake-up call. But instead, we have been programmed to go to the medical system and receive drugs that create more pain and create more destruction. So this is the story of bad to the bone. And the interesting analogy here is that David really is bad to the bone in terms of what he has accomplished through the pain. For someone to survive that type of torture, it really does say you're bad, like Michael Jackson sings, you are bad. And we have to understand what did you go through that pain for? What was the purpose of it? Well, we learn the lesson and we teach the lesson. That's the key. If we can get that, then we have been successful in whatever trial and whatever we go through. We have been successful. So today, David is under the care of a holistic practitioner, a Dr. Ruelas in California. David finally left the cold environment of Canada, which he writes about in an amazing way in his book how brutal it was and how he hated that environment. So there's another key to disease when you're in an environment, whether it's your work environment, your home environment, where you live, and you hate that environment. Is that saying something about you and your life and what you really should be doing? Is that a tap on the shoulder about who you are and what you should be thinking about? David finally woke up. He is now under the care of a holistic doctor who has nurtured his soul and prepared him to feel whole. He has been removing several layers of pain that weighed heavily on him the majority of his life. He's empowered and rejuvenating his cells. He's into integrative medicine, and he realizes the value of the integrative medicine. And he has evaluated a matrix of root causes to his physical challenges, he said. In other words, he is connecting his mind to his body. He's listening and then understanding how someone makes the difference in his life. He's had his left shoulder replaced in the last 4 years. But one thing he realizes, he needed to create a healthier lifestyle and environment and then live in it. So out of the cold of Canada, out of the bad self-devaluing relationships, his right knee has been replaced in the process, and he also shared that his spinal cord is in very bad shape, really bad condition. But another human being gave up their bone marrow for him so that he could live, he says. And looking back, he was never alone, thanks to his family and friends and all those people. And his motto is to press on no matter what. He has a very positive attitude, and he's encouraging people to donate bone marrow. Now, this is where David and I part and disagree. This is a worthy cause, and in fact, if you go to David's website, davidtocaro.com, he promotes a registration of bone marrow donors. This is a stem cell donor site, basically. And there's an organization called DeleteBloodCancer.org, and it's raised something like $4 million this year. So this reminds me once again of the whole cancer institution, the whole cancer system, where we're raising all this money to bring people into the medical system so we can give you more drugs, we can give you other people's bone marrow. It sounds like a very worthy thing to do to help people who have gotten trapped into the medical system. But what does the wisdom of our Creator say? Here's what one woman on the New Medicine website, her testimony is about her healer, meeting her healer, leukemia. And she did not allow her psyche, mind, and body to heal in its entirety, and this is why she felt she developed the leukemia after having Hodgkin's disease in 1998. She feels that having chemo and radiation, she interrupted the complete healing process from the Hodgkin's disease. And she believes that it was a knock on her door. It was not a light self-devaluing conflict, but rather a severe self-devaluation conflict. She woke up early and realized, once she realized that German New Medicine and all the recent illnesses were related to her self-worth, she noticed that her emotional healing had the same theme that all of her perceived messages from others were about feeling less or unworthy. And it made her addiction to work understandable. People don't like themselves, so they get busy into their job, they get busy into sex, they get busy into everything other than taking care of self and going inward to the kingdom and understanding the wood and the communication networks inside of us. Everybody was more important to this woman in her life than herself. And she didn't want to change. She said, if I didn't heal, if I didn't come from a soulful place of behavioral changes, I would die. And so German New Medicine helped her to connect all the dots of information that she had read about medicine, healing, and alternative choices about medicine and healing. The natural biological laws of German New Medicine are very simple. Life is simple, and she has been relieved to escape the panic rush of first finding an answer and second from disconnected information regarding your illness. Third, from vast amounts of healing modalities, alternative methods. And she found much strength from just having, relaxing from the fear of all of this, all the fear of will I die and will I have spontaneous remission. In the end, she knew that none of the things she was doing was harmful or curative, and now she uses them selectively instead of as a means to an end. And this woman's story is about a release of fear and comfortably settling into healing and eating more protein, finding her body responding even to meat daily, rest and digesting in the healing phase, as Dr. Hammer instructs in his writings. And more importantly, she feels empowered. Because it's no small feat, she says, to stand up to the medical establishment, and it was not easy to stand up for herself in various aspects of her personal and professional life. She now knows that she has the power to co-create with Yahuwah and her future. So now this woman is serving others in this light of understanding. When we come to understand who we are, what we're here to do, we don't want to promote the system. We don't want to continue this milking of funds for a system that draws people into more pharmaceuticals, more pain pills, more chemotherapy drugs, more radiation treatments. But it's very, very possible to wake up and renew the mind and become the light that we were meant to be. And so I want to play a song for you that means a lot to me. My brother in Indiana has written a song about waking up. This song speaks to what most of us need to be doing and the understanding we need to help us wake up from our sleep. Most of us are really hitting the snooze button too often, and we are in a grave. So listen to this song for a moment. It's very energizing, very truth-filled, and it's a place that we want to go to have more understanding about this kingdom within us, about the tribes within us. We don't have to be connected to tribes outside of us. First and foremost, we need to connect to the tribal relationship between these cells and these organs and our mind. So this song is Rise Up, O Sleeper. Just listen for a little while and renew your thinking and your energy, your blood system.
Rise up, O sleeper, come forth from your grave. Rise up, O spirit, to the light in your name. You are sown as a star seed in the earth by the word of faith, to bear with evidence your light of Yah's name. At this hour the Spirit calls you to come out of your grave. Let your faith cause the change to bear the faces of Yah's name. Rise up, O sleeper, from the grave in which you lay. Pass through the waters of Israel by the pillar of fire today. Rise up, take your hand upon the staff of your frame. Go forth to the land, the heritage of your name. Fasten your hands and feet to the pole of your inner frame. Go forth to your lands before your name, your angels proclaim. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. When you come into the womb, you're a star seed of light, sown in a family, ordained in the tribe. Within your seed is the light of the fathers above, to fill your place in the kingdom of Ahuwo. Rise up, O sleeper, from the grave in which you lay. It's the day of Navi Yahutzikal in the valley of the dead. A day to quicken your bones' name and clothe them with the light of your name. For your spirit to enter into your chrysalis.
That was Rise, O Sleeper by Shemuel Wali, who speaks of a time and a place, a state of residence within you right now. You're in a state of residence to wake up. If you've been trusting the medical system to bring balance to the kingdom within you, prepare to suffer. If you're trusting the Creator's universe within you and the ability that you have to take charge of your health by renewing your mind, then you're on the right path. Whatever your path you're on, the words that David left with me in our conversation were, his favorite words are power through it. He believes now that mind is over matter, and we should never give up. So his words are true. And he has been on a journey to learn, just like all of us. And we are here at this Blog Talk Radio to help you stay on the path of ascension, going upward, 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 not descending, but going upward in your understanding, in your wisdom, in your knowledge, because that knowledge is what will bring you health and life help you thrive on this earth. So thank you so much for listening in. I hope this show has been helpful to you. If you have anyone you know who's been suffering with any disease, there is a website on the Blog Talk page called www.learninggnm.com, and that's where you can study the new medicine that teaches you about the awesome kingdom within you, about the tribes within you, about the organs, the trillions of intelligent cells within you that can help you through any situation. Just power through it. Keep your mind over the matter, which is your physical flesh. Each morning we wake up, we have an opportunity to heal and be restored. We have an opportunity to go outside and give an offering to our Creator every morning. And then every night before we go to bed, we have an opportunity to give an offering of love, of compassion to this temple that we live in. That's what David needed most in his journey, was the love and attention to himself, to his kingdom. And that's what each of us need most every day, is to bless the kingdom within, to be still and know the kingdom within you of Yahuwah and all the angels that are here to help you. So take all this knowledge in, take all this wisdom in, and be more than you have ever been this day in your understanding, because you truly are light. Thank you for joining in, and have a blessed week. Shalom.
I am.